We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Wag Wednesday, and very happy to have on the show now someone who I've been a fan of for a while, dating back to the MMA days. That's Paige Van Zandt. Paige, it's Craig and Evan in New York City. Thanks for coming on today. Appreciate it.
Hey, of course. Thanks so much for having me.
Where are you in the world right now?
I just landed in Texas. I'm here for another AEW show.
Got it. So real quick,
That's wrestling, Craig.
I know it's
all
wrestling.
All Elite Dynamite tonight on TBS.
Not my particular thing, but all good. I'm not against it. I was reading your social media, and if you don't mind sharing the story with our audience, what happened when you tried to check in for your flight to Texas today?
Oh, yeah. I mean, of course, you know how interviewers and reporters are. They make up anything just to get a story.
Right.
So I show up to the airport, and the flight was booked under my maiden name, which is Paige Van Zandt. And I still obviously professionally go by Paige Van Zandt, but I'm, a traditional woman. I took my husband's last name. So they booked it under the wrong last name, going up to the TSA, and they were trying to get me situated to be able to take the flight. So
right.
I Google myself. I'm like, hey, this is who I am. I swear I'm the same person. And here's my real legal name. And of course, there's, articles on there about some crazy stuff that reporters just
So I'll tell the audience. So Paige tries to convince the TSA person that she's, who she is. The last name is now Vanderford, Austin's wife. And the first thing that comes up when the TSA guy Googles her is Paige Van Zandt makes sex tape.
With her husband.
But did it work? Did it at least clarify who you were?
Oh, boy.
No, I did. I did get my mother-in-law to send me a copy of my marriage certificate.
God.
So needless to say, I got on.
Like, in a weird way, TSA did their job. Like,
I guess you could say that.
I'm sure that's the first time that's happened, though. A couple things for you. Do you miss MMA fighting at all, or are you just thrilled now with what you're doing?
Oh, I mean, I'm not done MMA fighting at all. I think people just have this idea that you kind of have to stick with one thing, but being a mixed martial artist and being, in this sport, you can evolve and you can focus on one aspect at any given time. So I'm definitely not retired from MMA, but at this current moment, I am signed to BKFC. It's professional bare knuckle boxing,
right,
and AEW professional wrestling.
And how did you get into fighting? Was there a story in high school where someone picked on you and you said, all right, I'll show you? How did it all begin for you?
Yes and no. I did go through some significant bullying as a kid. I wrote a book about it. It's called Rise. But what got me into fighting was my dad. My dad was a high school in part of college. He wrestled. Huge fan of MMA. Huge fan of the UFC. And I just grew up watching it on TV. And one day I said, hey, do you think it'd be okay if I tried MMA? And my mom, of course, was like, I don't know. My dad's like, hell yeah, I'm taking your first class. We're doing it together. Let's go. And he's the one who really kickstarted my passion in it.
Well, it's where, I have a daughter as well. It's every dad's fear that something, happens bad to their daughter. You want your daughter and all your kids to be able to defend themselves. But, very few dads are like, all right, make it a career getting punched in the face. Nobody wants that. And I wondered, was there ever a point for you because, you're like the triple threat. You're a great athlete. You're a very good fighter. And you're also, and I say this respectfully, a very attractive woman. You're a model. Was there ever a point when you were like, hey, if I keep fighting, that might ruin my modeling career or no?
You know what? And this came later in my career. I got started fighting when I was 15, and that's definitely not something that like 40-year-old coaches are like, "Damn, but you're so pretty, you shouldn't fight." It doesn't matter when you're a kid, and that passion got sparked in me in a young age. And just because I grew up and matured doesn't mean I've changed who I was. So right. No, it's definitely, I don't care. I get paid to be Paige Van Zandt no matter what I do. And I know I'll be successful at absolutely anything. And I'm passionate about fighting, and you don't stop your dreams. Just
sure.
In fear of your look.
Now, will you ever spar with Austin in the cage or no?
No, no. My husband's a very large man, so
you know your limitations in that regard. I hear you
yes,
loud and clear.
I do.
Talking to Paige uh-huh. Van Zandt, this of course is WAG Wednesday. I was just out of curiosity, amongst the women that fight for MMA for Dana, is there a camaraderie amongst you guys? Like, do you and Rhonda get along? Do you and the other gals get along and have like a sorority of girls that talk about the fighting? And is there a close knit group or no?
No, you know, in MMA, you know, we train. I train in Coconut Creek, Florida. So, of course, I'm friends with anybody that's on my team. But you really don't communicate with people outside of your gym and outside of your team. It's just not like you don't call someone up in another state. So, I will say the one thing about, like, MMA fighters and all fighters in general is they're all extremely nice. That's the one thing you show up to UFC events or if you meet a fighter in the street. They'll be one of the nicest celebrities or people you've ever met because I feel like it's such a humbling sport. You have no choice. You just become a humble person.
What drew you in about professional wrestling?
The whole show, you know? I mean, I've been asked about professional wrestling for a really long time. I've kind of always known that it was going to be a part of my journey and a part of my life. I just didn't know when the opportunity would take off. And it got to a point where I showed up with Dan, and the story kind of took off, and I realized I wanted to be a part of the show. I wanted to continue this journey with AEW, and so I ended up signing a contract.
What was it like? Because I remember when Chris Jericho was in the ring, and he called you some horrible, horrible name, but then the crowd pops, and you're reacting like, how dare you? What was that feeling like?
Oh, I mean, it was terrible. I just walked past him and gave him my evil look right now. So that story's not over. He's got it coming for what he said.
So, as you know, Paige, before you got together with Austin, yeah, a lot of celebrities like to go to MMA events and watch him. How many guys try to hit on you after a fight or out of fight that maybe you weren't fighting in, but you just were appearing at? Did celebrities make a play for you?
Oh, all the time before I met my husband.
Yeah,
after I got married, none.
Stop.
I think they know better. My husband, you'll see some of his fights and pictures. He's a very, very scary man.
Yes.
So,
no one, they're not stupid, but give us an idea. Like, what celebrities made a play for you?
Oh, no, I can't do that. I can't give away the secrets. But, yeah, I think after I announced I was, you know, married, I had like 12,000 people unfollow me in one day.
Yeah, they see, that's right. 12, every guy 000. That dreamt about being with you was like, wait a minute, she got married. Oh, my God, he could kill me in my dreams. I'm defriending her, get out of her sight completely because
yes.
I don't want no part of that guy, right?
Unfollowed. Yeah, I got
the old
unfollow.
So, I apologize for asking this. I know it's personal. You know, you said the reporters make stuff up. So, just for the record, are you saying that you guys never made a tape or you did make a tape and you're just pissed that guys found out about it?
Now, are you wanting your viewers to know this or are you wanting to know this for your own personal collection?
No, I'm at the stage of life where I just turn on Hulu and watch the Pamela Tommy show, so I'm good.
Gotcha. I'm going to go ahead and let people keep doing their research and they can find out for themselves.
Oh, so maybe, maybe not. Oh, that's a mystery now.
Yeah, but
Evan.
One thing I think you confirmed is that JJ Watt tried to hook up with you. Is that that happened, right?
This I don't recall either.
Oh, okay. I guess that's not
Austin should kick his ass just for thinking about hooking up with you. What was it like when you went to Ireland and stopped at Connor's pub? Was that awesome?
It was cool. Yeah, it was cool to stop by. We went hit up a lot of pubs in Ireland. It was honestly one of our definitely a memorable trip for sure. We took the train down to Galway, did all the touristy stuff. So, the trip wasn't. There were some highs and lows. It was a really fun experience.
Were non-fighter, like, were other than celebrities hitting on you because you're attractive, growing up, as you started fighting, were guys afraid to date you because they thought that you might kick their ass?
No. You know, when I started fighting, I was pretty much focused. I didn't leave the gym. I was only in one specific group. It's like, you know, people end up dating their coworkers because that's what's in your circle and that's what you're around. I got married before the whole online dating thing took off anyway. So
right.
I didn't really have that issue just because I was only surrounded myself with, like, extremely successful people or people in the fight world.
Got it. Well, listen, we appreciate you coming on. People can check out Paige at Paige Van Zandt. She's a fighter with Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship and now is a part of the AEW family. And that they have Dynamite tonight at 8 o'clock on TBS. If you want to see exactly what Paige has going on, she'll be featured on that broadcast tonight. What's the one thing, the misconception about you that you want to straighten out publicly? Like the one story about you that's been out there that has mischaracterized who you are?
I don't know. I just hope that people obviously do their research before you draw any conclusions on absolutely anything that's on the news. I think this year, the last 2 years especially, people realize that social media, it's all a lie. So just get to know people personally.
All right. Do you have an OnlyFans account or your own, let's like, personal website that people pay money for to see different things?
I do, yeah. I have a subscription site. Paige Van Zandt.
Got it. All right. Well, listen, you're breaking up there a little bit, so I'm going to let you go. Thanks for coming on. We appreciate it. Good luck tonight with AEW. And next time you and Austin are in New York, definitely give us a shout and look us up, okay?
Will do. Thanks.
All right. Be well. Take care.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.